Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
All right, Michelle, I know for a fact that when you were pregnant, you were probably the most stylish pregnant person on the planet. Come on, fess up.
No. Not so much. I weighed 187 and a half pounds. I gained 55 pounds. And, you know, when I have to tell you, I'm 54 years old, Pam. What did we do in those days? We wore the worst looking clothes ever. I tried to be stylish. It was not happening.
Okay. Well, you know where it's happening is with Rosie Pope, a London-born entrepreneur and reality star of the Bravo show Pregnant in Heels and author of the book Mommy IQ, The Complete Guide to Pregnancy. Welcome to Her Radio. Michelle and I welcome you, as well as all of our listeners, Rosie. And we just want to know, is it Mission Impossible? Can we look stylish while pregnant?
Yes, you can. You can do it.
Yes, because I have watched Rosie on her show. Rosie, I love you. I just have to tell you, I love you. I love watching you. And you
you're
a rock star. You just help these women just look amazing. And they're so happy at the end of the day. So we need to get your tips.
Look good, feel good. And I think, everybody tells you when you're pregnant, you're supposed to feel so beautiful and love all your new curves, and the reality is, and not everybody loves them, so you need to wear what makes you feel good. And to do that, I think it's way more possible these days because there's a lot of great style options available. But the most important thing is my mantra: if you wouldn't wear it before you got pregnant, don't wear it now. So don't
exactly.
Oh, that's such a great one. Oh my gosh.
And you should see what Rosie looked like when she was pregnant.
I did.
Looked amazing.
I did due diligence on you, and oh my gosh, hats off to you there, Rosie, for crying out loud. Well, I was reading USA Today, and I saw the picture of, what was her name, the actress who's now pregnant. She was wearing that silver gown, and she was showing off her baby.
Oh, yeah, on the Emmys?
Palantir, how do you say her name? Panettiere, something? I can't remember. But one of the first things in the do's and don'ts from your book, you say do embrace your bump. And that's actually what they said about this actress. They said, man, she's just embracing it and putting it, as it were, right out there. So is that a good thing?
Yeah, the thing about it is, as your bump gets bigger, the most awkward phase of pregnancy is when you don't really have a big bump, but you just kind of feel overweight, or you feel like you've eaten a big dinner and you're still really uncomfortable with your body. But when your bum starts to stick out, it makes the rest of you look smaller. So I'm all about showing that bump off, because really, relatively to the bump, your arms and your legs are going to look smaller and make you more comfortable. So it's great to stick it out. And there's not many other times in our life when we can really just let our bellies hang out. I love it. It's great. You don't have to suck it in anymore.
It is. I wish, maybe that's what I should do, get pregnant. No, just kidding.
Please, Michelle, don't do this to me. I'm just saying,
So here's a don't. That's a don't. That would be a don't.
That's another radio show segment.
Here's another don't. You talk about don't experiment with a new style during your pregnancy. Why?
Yeah, because this is the thing. That's why I always say stay true to your sense of style. As your body's changing, it can be difficult to figure out what to wear. And if you start trying new things when you're pregnant and new styles you're not traditionally comfortable with, you're not going to feel that great. You're not going to feel comfortable about what you're doing. You need to choose things that you already feel safe with so that they can really just make you feel confident and embrace your body. And when we look at celebrities and we see the celebrities that look really great and stylish, they're staying true to their sense of style, whether that's bohemian or rucka chic or elegant. But when you see them start to experiment, a little bit like Kim Kardashian did during her pregnancy, That's when it starts to get a little iffy, and generally speaking, it doesn't look as good.
Yeah, it didn't fare so well, I have to say.
Michelle, the one I love is don't wear under the belly belts. Well, you know what I'm laughing about? Is this is what men do all day long.
Like Santa Claus.
This is all men do. Come on, help me here. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
When you see
you know?
The big dress with the belt underneath. It's just, I can't. It's Santa Claus. I'm like, please do not do that. If you want to wear a belt, wear it over the belt.
And then
well,
you
actually,
talk about,
you know
don't...
what? It's.
Go ahead,
well,
go ahead.
Actually, you know, it was funny when I was filming the Discovery Show, the National Body Challenge, and I would have men, you know, we were doing this filming, and one of the guys would stand up, and I'd say, okay, sir, and what is your belt size? And he'd say 36, and I'm like, really? And I said, what's all that stuff on top of your belt? It was just this huge belly. I could barely see that he was even wearing a belt. And so I decided to call it Bob, belly over belt. You can use that.
Belly
I
or
like
belt.
It.
I love
I
it.
I know.
But that's
men,
for men.
Men in their
that's
bob.
For men. Yeah, so man. What about don't try and avoid maternity clothes? That's interesting.
Yeah. So what a lot of people don't understand is if you just buy larger sizes in non-maternity, what happens when you buy a larger size is everything gets bigger. So if you compare, say, a medium to a large in non-maternity, the sleeves are longer, the shoulders are wider, the dress is longer, everything gets bigger. But when you get pregnant, you don't suddenly get taller, your arms don't get longer, your shoulders don't get wider. So if you're just wearing bigger sizes in non-maternity, it just is big everywhere, and it's going to make you look bigger and more frumpy. But if you buy maternity clothes, well-made ones only get bigger in the places that you too get bigger. So if you're a size small pre-pregnancy, you're probably a size small in a maternity item. And what that means is the shoulders are going to be the correct width for you, the arm length will be the correct width, the dress length will be the correct one. But where you need to get bigger in your hips and in your waist and your belly, that will allow you to get bigger in those areas. So it just means it's much more fitted in the places it needs to be.
So, Rosie, what are some brands? What are some name brands of pregnancy clothes or stores where they can shop and buy really great things that aren't too pricey?
Well, of course, I'm biased. And I think my stores and my brand are amazing at RosiePope.com.
They are.
We are really fortunate today. Thank you. We're really fortunate to have a lot of options. You know, ASOS is doing some great things online, and they have a lot of new and exciting brands up on there. Shopbop is also carrying new brands in Nordstrom.com. But some great ones are Seraphine. You know, Princess Kate was seen in a couple of those dresses. There's some other really good basics, which are really important part of maternity wardrobe from Ingrid and Isabel. There's a lot of places you can go to now, so we're much more fortunate with the choices we have.
And so women don't want to wear like undergarments, right, when they're pregnant? Is that like Spanx or anything like that?
Well, actually Spanx make maternity Spanx. So they tuck it in everywhere except the belly.
Ah, I did not know that. So that's good. That's good to know.
You know, I just saw that the other day when I was, I think I was at Saks, and I was just sort of cruising through that section, just sort of scoping things, and I saw that up there on the Spanx wall. It's the wall of Spanx, and I was surprised. I thought, what a great idea! You know?
I never would have known that. I'm so glad I asked the question. So, talk to us about embellished necklines. That's an interesting twist.
Yeah, so
as
depending on where you're at in your pregnancy or how you're feeling about your body, I find having something that's very attractive, like embellished necklines, draw the attention up away from the belly. So if it's earlier on in your pregnancy and you're not wanting to tell people, or you're a little unsure about the bump and it still isn't protruding very much, that's a great trick to kind of draw the attention upwards.
Fantastic.
Like after you've had the baby.
Right. Rosie, we are so thrilled that you joined us on Her Radio. And I want everyone out there to buy the book, Mommy IQ, The Complete Guide to Pregnancy. And Rosie, thank you for being on the show. The reality star of Bravo show that's Pregnant in Heels. Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Love you, Rosie. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.